to another Sunshine Radio podcast. In fact, we're at the station today because welcoming to our office is Jess Laurie, Programming and Engagement
Lead.
Manager? Lead? Is that the word we use these days?
That's
lead?
People seem to band around the word lead. Yeah.
Yeah. So. You're in charge. Head honcho of said programming.
Perhaps, yes.
Currently.
Yes.
Listen, you're from the Ludlow Assembly Rooms.
Yeah.
It's a brand new year. It's January. People are feeling down and feeling a bit sort of closed in and wanting some entertainment.
Yes.
Isn't the best thing to do, get out to the theatre.
Absolutely.
And you've got a whole programme for 2024 that kicks right off now, doesn't it? And you're here to tell us about it.
Absolutely, I am. Yep, so we've got our programme, I suppose, from now until June is pretty well all booked in. Our new shiny brochure is going to the printers tomorrow, all being well. I've got a bit of editing and bits and bobs to do this evening, but that'll be dropping on the doorsteps of our friends and patrons in the next couple of weeks.
Yep.
And in that, we've got talks, we've got comedy, we've got some blockbusters, we've had Napoleon, we've got Wonka over the next couple of weeks as well.
I hear it's very good.
Yeah, I'm going to see it on Saturday with my family.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be just a lovely feel-good, nothing horrid at all happens in it, which I think, given the state of things at the moment, is exactly what we need.
Well, that's it. Everybody needs an uplift.
Yes.
Right, so what is the next big theatrical production that's going to be on your stage at the Assembly Rooms?
Theatrical production is probably not until... Do you know, I think probably it'll be some of our live streams. So we live stream from the Royal Opera House and from the National Theatre as well. So we have those sort of monthly. And the first one is a ballet, so we have Manon in February. But prior to that, we've got loads of music, actually. We've got some really exciting music. We've got Juan Martin, world-famous flamenco guitarist, coming. He actually played for Picasso's 90th birthday party, which I think is pretty cool.
That's an endorsement.
It is, isn't it? That's the 2nd of February. And we've got then a Cayley, which is a fun thing to have in the darkness of February.
Will you be having any hay bales?
Probably not, no. I think the cleaners would
go mad.
It would go mad. Yeah, we're not, no hay bales. But all the fun of a barn dance, but in Oscars, which is our lovely sort of second space at the Assembly Rooms.
Yes. So there'll be tables that people can sit at and get up and dance and get involved with.
Absolutely,
that?
Absolutely, and have a drink at the bar and, have a good old shindig. A good old shindig, exactly, yes. We've got a talk about dippers, the lovely little birds that you see on the team.
Right. Yeah.
So local man, actually... Side note, my husband's uncle is like the dipper man. He's a world-renowned expert on dippers. He's a zoologist and grew up around here and has studied them his whole life. But he's been out to Mongolia and studied them out there. So this is a documentary and a talk about dippers and the importance of conservation. So any wildlife enthusiast, it'll be a lovely, interesting evening to come to at the Assembly Rooms. And in fact, that's just before the Cayley. So you could come, learn about dippers, and then nip upstairs and
swing
have a Cayley.
Yeah,
that's a fun night, I think.
So something for everybody.
Absolutely.
All right, everything from nature through to dancing, through to with a bit of straw in your mouth, don't drop it on the floor, through to comedy as well. Big comedy names coming to the Assembly Rooms this year.
We have indeed. Yeah, we've got a waiting list of 50 people who I think sadly will mostly be disappointed because Russell Kane is coming in April and it sold out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
We offered the seats to our friends and patrons first, and I think we sold maybe half of the tickets, and then overnight the rest of them were gone. Russell Kane, and then we are... Jo Brand is one of our patrons, actually. She's going to be coming for the Fringe this summer as well.
Now, this is new, isn't it? Because obviously the Fringe has taken place year after year, but this year, for the first time, the Assembly Rooms is going to be the hub for all the activities.
Correct, yep. So Anita, who's run the Fringe for the last 12 years, is having a break. And so we said, look, we are perfectly placed to sort of look after it and nurture it for a year and just see what we can do. And it won't be quite such a far-reaching big festival, but we will be ticketing everything from the Assembly Rooms, and most of the events will be at the Assembly Rooms. So it'll be Jo Brand, we've got Grey Wolf will be coming. I wish I'd brought my piece of paper with me now, but the flamenco that's usually at St Lawrence's Church, we'll probably have that in-house as well. And family-friendly stuff too. So we'll have some magic and some kids' workshops. I think a didgeridoo workshop, maybe a burlesque workshop. So a smaller scale fringe, but a fringe no less.
But you've got the infrastructure for it. That's the point, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You've got the box office, you've got the main house. Yep. Plus, as you've mentioned, also you've got the side house, which is called Oscars.
Yep.
So you've got everything in place for that.
Exactly. And actually, we've got a new space called Studio 2. So it's a sort of purpose-built. It's a sprung floor. It's a really lovely, smart little space that's perfect for things like workshops or spoken word, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we will be working with other venues. So the Castle, Ludlow Castle, will be having Shakespeare again this year as part of the Fringe. The Brewery are going to be hosting some comedy and some live music as well. So it will reach out into the community, but it just... not as much as it has in previous years.
Yeah. So in 2024, get up and away from the television, get out and A, experience some live theatre, but B, support a local venue.
Absolutely.
Because if people don't put their bums on the seats, it would vanish.
I've just written this just the other day to say, if you want to go and see a film at your local cinema in 5 years' time, then you need to go and buy a ticket now, today. And I'd really, really implore people to book soon, because we, you know, we're at risk of cancelling things. If we come to a week before an event and we haven't sold the tickets, you know, there's a chance we have to just pull the plug. We can't run it if there aren't the people there. So even if at the last minute everybody turns up, doesn't necessarily help us if we've already had to turn something down. So please book tickets early.
Yes, support local theatre, predominantly support the assembly rooms. Give us the phone number for the box office now, Jess.
It is 01584 878 141.
And again?
01584 878 141.
We'll get you voicing your own adverts before you know it. And the website?
Is ludlowassemblyrooms.co.uk.
Buy a ticket, go and see somebody. It doesn't even have to be somebody famous. Maybe go and see something you've never seen before and then come away and be amazed. Jess? Have a fantastic 2024.
Thank you very much.
And go see something at the assembly rooms.